He was taken in by his doctor that has been looking after him since he was admitted, and we're told that his health has deteriorated in the last, 34 hours or so. So he's been put under continuous surveillance.
Have doctors been able to stabilize his decline?
Yeah, we are told, according to a statement that was issued from State House, that the doctors have managed to stabilize him, but they continue to put him under 24-hour surveillance. They're actually monitoring his health so closely.
Now, Paris is a long ways from Lusaka. How effective has Vice President Rupia Banda been able to keep abreast of President Mwanawasa's condition?
Well, basically, it's quite far, but he has tried to look after the nation. Actually, I spoke to him personally. That indicated that it has not been easy for him to run the country, especially that the president just got sick suddenly. They didn't say goodbye before the president left, and he just left the country. So he mentioned basically that it has not been easy for him to run the country, but he has managed to cope because he's receiving a lot of support from the opposition, from the church, from almost every Zambian, because the whole country is concerned. There's too much anxiety. There was some point where we were told that the president had died, so that kind of anxiety had continued in some areas, and some people are still concerned, but he has tried by all means to run the country and maintain peace. There might be a few incidents that are taking place, but he has managed his ability to run the country and maintain law and order.
You talked about those unsubstantiated reports that the steep decline in the president's health happened weeks ago, but the government was not ready to share that with the people, was the speculation at the time. Do you have any more on that situation? Has the government addressed the charges against it not being willing to share what the true condition is of the president?
Well, basically, what they did was, at the beginning, there was no official information from government regarding the president's conditions, but later on, they set up a special space within the State House website where they are putting statements that are being issued by the Ministry of Information and the Vice President himself, who has continued now to issue updates regarding the president's health. But in the first place, they had nothing to show or tell the people how the president was responding to treatment. So there was a lot of anxiety and confusion, but this time they have managed to keep the nation abreast through the State House website as well as the continuous feeds from the Vice President's office.
Now, as leader of the Southern African Development Community, how has President Levi Mwanawasa's absence from recent SADC talks on Zimbabwe affected the conduct of those negotiations?
I think it's really been sad that the President had not been at the SADC summit. You know, Mr. Mwanawasa, the SADC chair, he's a rotating chairman that is held for about a year. And Mr. Mwanawasa has been one of the main critics of the Robert Mugabe regime. So I think his absence might have been felt, and, you know, I'm sure he might have had certain things that he wanted to mention, might have a lot of contribution would have made if he himself had attended the summit that was held a weekend in South Africa. So I think it's really unfortunate that he did not attend, but send, you know, somebody to represent him. And, you know, certain things that he might have made as SADC chairperson probably during his tenure, like the last year that he was the chairperson, I think it might not have been fully brought forth by the representative that was sent.
I've noticed that Botswana's president, Kama Seretse, has also been outspoken along with President Mwanawasa on the situation in Zimbabwe. They've both been critics of the violent power play tactics being employed by President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF supporters. Does Mr. Mwanawasa's absence leave a hole in advocacy for a larger role for the Movement for Democratic Change in a new power-sharing government?
Most definitely, his absence may have actually played a negative role in the negotiations for free and fair, or maybe a power-sharing government in Zimbabwe. Because earlier on, Zambia was actually considering going to boycott or snub the South Africa SADC summit. But I'm sure Zambia was forced to be part of the SADC summit in South Africa, probably one, because Zambia's outgoing chairperson, Mr. Mwanawasa, was outgoing person. So he was supposed to be there in order to hand over the chair from Zambia to South Africa, who are the incoming chair of the group. So if Mr. Mwanawasa was there in person, I'm sure he would have boycotted, because, like in the case of Ian Kama of Botswana, who said he could not attend because, you know, he's not, you know, content with the government of Robert Mugabe. So if Mr. Mwanawasa was there in person, I don't think he would have taken part. Or if he had come, he would have actually gone there just because he was supposed to hand over the chairmanship of the 14-member grouping. So it's really a blow to the negotiation in Zimbabwe that President Mwanawasa himself did not attend and only sent the Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Kavinga Pandit, to represent him and the